Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. If you're 16 in this country, you can drive, get a job and pay taxes, even marry or buy a gun in some states. But you can't vote in national elections. Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley is trying to change that. The freshman lawmaker is introducing her first amendment in Congress, and it's a proposal to lower the national voting age from 18 to 16.
I do believe that if my amendment is enacted, that it will serve to reengage, reenfranchise, and recognize those in our democracy that are too often ignored, left out, and left behind.
Pressley's amendment is being added to a sweeping election reform bill in the House of Representatives. That bill is in the hands of the House Rules Committee, chaired by Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, who joins us now from Washington. Congressman McGovern, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Happy to be with you.
So let's just get right to the basic question. Do you support lowering the voting age to 16?
I do. I'm with Ayanna on this. I think she deserves credit for raising the issue and bringing the amendment to the Rules Committee. We made it in order last night, which means it will be debated and considered on the floor most likely tomorrow. And I hope it gets a lot of votes. I hope it passes. But, you know, in addition to all the reasons that you just gave why people who are 16 should be able to register to vote, I can tell you from firsthand experience, as someone who's been in politics for a while, that some of the most thoughtful and perceptive people that I have met are people who are 16 and 17. These are people who are leading movements to deal with the climate crisis, to deal with gun safety, to deal with, expanding health care protections. They're the future, and they ought to have a voice in the future.
And this is a proposal that we've seen at the state level, the local level. You know, Oregon lawmakers are considering this right now. In just a few minutes, we'll be speaking with Boston City Councilor Josh Sachem about his pitch to lower the voting age in the city. Why make this a national issue, though, and not just let it go state by state or city by city?
Well, I think, you know, the same reason why when we lowered the voting age to 18, it was a national issue. I mean, you know, 16-year-olds in Massachusetts, should have, don't deserve special rights as opposed to 16-year-olds in New Hampshire. And I do think that when it comes to, you know, enfranchisement issues and in terms of giving people a voice in this country's future, it ought to be all across the country. I mean, these are just not state matters that are of concern to young people. It is national issues as well.
Well, you talked about lowering the age to 18. That was 1971. So let's talk a little bit about that, because that was no easy process. And realistically, Congressman, I mean, what are the prospects for this amendment? Can it get through the House? Can it get through the Republican-controlled Senate?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, dealing with Republicans in the Senate and in the White House is not an easy task. But look, we need to begin the debate. We need to start talking about this idea and building national support. And I think that this is an important first step. To my knowledge, we've never had this debate on the House floor. I don't ever recall an amendment being brought up for discussion here in the House on this issue of lowering the voting age to 16. And so I think this is kind of the first time it's being brought up. Look, I hope it passes, but even if it doesn't, I think it is a worthwhile debate to have, and I hope it sets the stage for the future.
The voting age of 18 is in the Constitution. It's the 26th Amendment, Congressman. So is it your contention that you could lower the age to 16 through the regular legislative process, or do you need a constitutional amendment, which is a much higher bar?
No, I think we can do it legislatively.
We did speak with a legal expert before the show, though, who said that at minimum you would face a legal challenge on that front, that there would be an argument that would say, no, you do need to amend the Constitution.
Well, I mean, we will confront that, when we confront it. But I think the importance of today is that we're beginning the debate. I mean, we're told, that the right of citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of age. And Section 2 says that Congress shall have the power to enforce that article by appropriate legislation. So, I mean, I think we have a constitutional argument on our side. But look, let's begin the debate. Let's have this discussion, and and hopefully the Presley Amendment will pass.
You know, when she was making her argument before your committee yesterday, she referenced remarks that Senator Ted Kennedy gave almost 50 years ago about lowering the age to 18. And, of course, this was in the context of the Vietnam War. And the argument, as you know, Congressman, at the time was, look, these young people can fight and die for our country, but they can't even vote. I mean, do you see a similar imperative to saying why we should allow 16-year-olds to vote today?
I do. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, I mean, a lot of the young people that I encounter in my district and all across the country are passionate about the issue of climate change. They want to make a difference on the issue of gun violence. And, and the bottom line is, we have a government right now led by Donald Trump and a Republican Senate that is basically silent on these issues and, in fact, moving us backwards. I mean, these young people deserve a good future. They deserve a future, where we haven't destroyed the planet. They deserve a future free from the gun violence that currently exists, which is all too commonplace. So, I think there's some compelling issues that have activated young people all across this country, and they're organizing. They're organizing. They're showing up at rallies. They're lobbying their members of Congress. But I also think that they ought to be given the right to vote.
Let me just ask you the political question, though. I mean, more than 2/3 of voters under 30 voted for Democrats in the recent midterm, according to exit polling. So isn't a push to lower the voting age just an effort to expand the Democratic base, Congressman?
Well, look, I mean, I always hear this argument every time we talk about, protecting people's right to vote or expanding voting rights that somehow, it helps Democrats. But think about that for a minute. I mean, if you're saying that if we allow more people to vote, if more people can be involved in the system, in the electoral process, that somehow, that helps Democrats, therefore Republicans ought to be opposed to it. I mean, you're basically saying that the only way you can win elections is by shutting certain people out of the process. Look, I don't know how people will vote. I do know that a lot of young people right now are very frustrated over the inaction by Congress and by the White House on issues like climate change, on issues like gun violence, on issues of college affordability. A lot of these people are looking forward to going to college, and they're starting to look at the price tag and the high cost of loans and the lack of public support to help them get that college education. So, look, I think we ought to do this because it's the right thing to do. We ought not to be doing polling and saying, wait, who are you going to vote for before we decide whether this is a good idea or not.
That's Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, who chairs the House Rules Committee. Congressman, thanks again for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right. As promised, I want to bring in Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim. He's just getting out of the council's weekly meeting where he and fellow Councilor Kim Janey introduced a measure that's similar to Presley's. Councilor Zakim, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So give us the details, if you would. What exactly would the resolution that you and Councilor Janey proposed do in Boston?
So there's currently a bill up at the State House. It was introduced by Representatives Andy Vargas and Dylan Fernandez that would allow cities and towns across Massachusetts to opt in to allowing 16-year-olds to vote in municipal elections. And I am really thrilled to hear that Congresswoman Presley's amendment that she introduced today, and as well as Chairman McGovern's support for that, are really important at the federal level. But we're also trying to make progress and expand the franchise and open up access for people to participate here in our cities and towns and across the Commonwealth. And if passed, I do think the Boston City Council would lower the voting age from municipal elections to 16.
And where are you getting this from? I mean, is this something you've been hearing from constituents? This is something they want? Or is it a play for more Democratic votes?
Well, there's been a real effort, a real impressive organizing effort by young people across the Commonwealth and I think across the country as well to have a seat at the table. They're marching, they're holding signs, they're organizing around issues like gun control, climate change, social and economic justice, and that's all great and impressive, but why shouldn't 16-year-olds have a seat at the table? They are very much going to feel the impacts of governmental action or inaction. I think particularly for the measure that we introduced today in municipal elections, one of the most important duties of municipal government is our public education, and our 16, 17, and 18-year-olds who are in the school system, I think certainly should have a voice at the table. in those discussions. And it also sets good habits for future engagement. When people are voting at age 16 or 17 in their first elections, I think they're much more likely to continue voting as adults. And if we've seen the results, the horrible results of low turnout election, of efforts by the Republican Party, certainly to suppress the vote across this country, I think we do everything we can to make sure that folks have a voice in these important discussions in government.
Well, on low turnout, though, Counselor, you know your critics will say there's a certain irony in your proposing this measure because this was an issue in your campaign for Secretary of State. You didn't always vote when you were a young man. So what's the argument there? I mean, I think some people would say, look, these people aren't that engaged to begin with. Why extend them the right to vote?
Well, I think, first of all, obviously, you're not going to force anyone to participate. But there are folks, one, it sets good habits for the future. If you're still living at home and you're going with your parents or, you go to your high school and that's a polling location when you're 16 or 17 years old, that sets important habits for the future. But, people deserve this. The folks who are going to be feeling the inaction from the White House, from Congress, from Republicans in government on climate change, on gun control, on college affordability and economic justice, should very much be able to participate. And they should have that option. And it's an important step forward. We are in a time right now, I think, where you hear a lot of efforts, certainly from the Democratic Party, to ensure that people have the right to vote, to participate in our elections. And I think this is the conversation we should be having. And when we're talking about municipal elections, which is the bill that's pending up at the State House, absolutely. Young people, they come to budget hearings. They come to school committee hearings. But I think they should have an opportunity to do it. And I also think it's important, in Massachusetts with our home rule system, that when the state is going to delegate authority to cities and towns to opt in or out of something like this, I think it's incumbent upon us to take it and have those later debates in our city halls and our town halls across Massachusetts.
That's Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim. Councilor Zakim, thanks again for being with us on Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's get one more perspective on this. Massachusetts Republican activist and political writer Ed Lyons is joining us now via Skype. Ed, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So you've heard the arguments now in favor of lowering the voting age to 16. Are you swayed? Do you support it?
No, I can't imagine getting people in my town who are 18 years old to come to the polls and vote for our town issues. I understand a small number of activists are really into our national politics because it is a big kind of cultural moment for us right now. I understand the Democrats sort of feel like they're living under a tyranny of the minority and that they're focusing on a lot of voting issues. I can't think of one that is more of a distraction from what matters than trying to get high school students to the polls.
Well, so if you don't think those 16-year-olds will show up, I mean, what's the harm, though, in just giving them the option? I mean, if, in other words, the ones who are – they're not very politically engaged, they wouldn't be informed voters, they'll stay home anyway, but the ones who really want to, let them have a crack at it.
Well, because you can't do everything. I mean, I think that right now we have a problem with a lot of adults who are disenfranchised. Either they can't get their voting rights back after they've gotten out of jail or they have a too hard time getting to the polls. I just think we just can't do everything. We have to focus on the system we have now here in Massachusetts in the 3rd District. We had the embarrassing, confusing recounts in Andover and in Lawrence and our own elections right here. The election apparatus across the country are underfunded. We have all kinds of problems. We've had years of partisan party line changes to the system. I think there's so much work to be done. I think that this is sort of a distraction and it will be seen as we're making this bill seem more partisan than it needs to be.
You know, we heard Congressman McGovern saying he does see a parallel to the last time the voting age was lowered during the Vietnam War. We don't have the same situation where 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds are going off to war for our country, Ed Lyons, but some of them do feel as though they're in danger in their schools. You know, we've seen some school shootings in recent years, and they want to have a say in voting for policies that affect them. I mean, do you see that same parallel there? What about that argument?
Well, the overwhelming majority of the country already wants to do gun control stuff. The problem is not that we don't have a majority of voters who want to make these changes. The problem is our politics have all kinds of structural problems that are preventing that majority from actually making the laws happen. So adding more voters to the rolls who agree with gun control has nothing to do with why gun control isn't passing right now. So I just think that we can't just, young people will save us from all of our problems. My God, their parents are supposed to be saving us. We don't need their kids to get involved. We have plenty of support for a lot of things that are not becoming law.
Do you suppose, though, that more of those parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, I mean, maybe they would turn out more, though, if they're students, you know, they're taking civics classes, if they're really politically engaged, maybe they expand the electorate upward as well.
Well, that's a nice idea that could have kind of all vote as a family. Again, but where's the data for this? Where are all the 18, 17, and 16-year-olds in my town who are involved in the very boring issues of, you know, bond issues and school construction, all that? They're just not there. I know it's sexy to turn on MSNBC and say, well, let's go rally for guns. But that's not really what 99% of government actually is. We shouldn't enfranchise people because we have debates we want to get involved in. We should enfranchise them because we believe that citizenship should be bigger than it is right now. There are other countries around the world that have a limited voting for young people. There are certain states that can involve in primaries. It's not a crazy idea, but in light of all the failures we have, I really think this is the wrong project right now.
Let me ask you, though, the reverse of the question I put to Jim McGovern about whether he's backing this because he thinks it would expand the Democratic base. Are you, as a Republican, opposed to the idea because you worry the GOP would lose ground?
I think I'm with the congressman that I think looking at enfranchisement as a matter of, you know, which people would get an advantage is a really bad way to look at it. I do think that enfranchising people would probably lead to more Democrats getting votes. But, you know, for someone like a Governor Charlie Baker, I don't think it would hurt him at all. So I don't think that should be the reason to vote against enfranchisement. That's the same rationale that we shouldn't let felons get their rights back because they'll vote Democrat. I just think we just shouldn't go there. I think we have to be bigger than that because that kind of partisan thinking is how we are having all the problems we have right now.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. That's Massachusetts Republican activist and political writer Ed Lyons. Ed, thanks for being with us on Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me back.
Stay with us. Coming up, UMass President Marty Meehan talks about his plan to launch a massive national online college aimed at adult learners. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.